Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, find something that makes you laugh today. Laughter is your medicine prescribed by the great physician to calm the distress in your body and release healing and recovery to every fiber of your being. Make a conscious effort to release your joy. Laughter accelerates the healing process when your body is sick, when you are distressed, says the Father, and I want you well. Laughter is a gift from me. Remember, it was I who placed laughter in your heart, in your makeup, and if I put it there, it's good and it's beneficial. Don't hesitate to use this gift, and don't be afraid to express joy. It's not frivolous, and it's not a waste of time. Even in your pain, joy can still be found. Even when life seems difficult, there's always something to be grateful for. Focus on the good things and let them fill you with joy. Laughter is a sign of hope, and hope is never far away when you trust in me. So today, be encouraged to find something that makes you laugh. Spend time not with those whose only word is the burden of the Lord, the burden of the Lord, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If it's not yoke easy, if it's not burden light, it didn't originate with me. And spend time with people who make you smile. Allow yourself to let go and enjoy the moment. Listen to a child laugh. Remember, laughter is a powerful force for good. It will lift your spirits and heal your body and strengthen your relationships. Don't be afraid to laugh. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself and for those around you. And most importantly, remember, I'm always with you. I am the source of all joy, for my kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. And with joy comes laughter. If you fail to laugh, you've already capitulated to the enemy. But rejoice in this. Smile, laugh, and know that I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you. So trust in me and let me fill you with my joy. Laughter is a good place to start. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.